Our guys just persistently played. We made some plays late in the game that just kind of – we kept our poise probably more than anything when things didn't go our way. We didn't get too rattled when negative things happened. And we just made the plays when we needed to make it at the right time, particularly second play of the overtime and then defense getting the four stops to seal the win.
You know, it's great. I mean, going overtime and getting the win. How confident is your team right now?
They're pretty confident, especially knowing that we still hadn't played all three phases great. You know, offensively, the first round versus Lincoln, I thought we played real well and ate up a lot of the clock by running the ball and being physical. Then we had a game 2 weeks ago out at Escambia where we, you know, did some things special teams-wise that broke the game open. And then last week we kind of set up some things offensively but more defensively to win that game. So once we get all three phases really going, you know, I think it bodes well for us. Our guys are playing with some great confidence but also realizing that we hadn't completely put it all together. And hopefully we're headed in that right direction and play it at the right time.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Demetri. I think you have Lake Wales. Tell me about them.
Lake Wales is a great team. And they got a number of athletes that can cause you a whole lot of problems on both sides of the ball. But they're based off of a defense. They're a defensive-minded team that I think they've given up 60 points all year. And I think they've scored over 500-plus points on the year. But they're a team that I'm very opportunistic. And you throw it up, they got secondary guys can go get it and take it back. So we got to be patient. We got to take what they give us. We got to try to control the line of scrimmage and try to slow down that offense because they got some skilled guys that can catch it in space, make you miss, and take it to the house. So very well-coached team. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now and being real physical.
You know, Demetri, I've asked some of the other coaches today this question. I'll ask you, too. I don't care if you're coaching middle school or the NFL. You know, tape study, you know, understanding what the other team is trying to do, preparation going into a game, especially when you make the playoffs. Has that been good for you? Has your group prepared well each week for the different opposition?
I think that is the key to our success, the preparation, the mental part of it. Sometimes you get late in the season or you think you know so much about football that we forget about the fundamental parts. And football, to me, is always going to be blocking and tackling and running with the ball. And so if you, regardless of what plays you call, regardless of what you're doing defensively, you still got to base everything off of fundamental football, and that comes to blocking and tackling. And if you do those things and if you constantly focus those, we are a product of what we emphasize. And so we stress to our guys to make sure that we are doing a great job of tackling and not allowing explosive plays. And we're also practicing trying to create tunnels and taking care of the ball. When you do those things, that's the fundamental, that's the preparation that we think it takes to win the game. I'm a firm believer that most teams lose games than so much of winning it. And so if you take care of the ball and you do the little things, I think you give yourself a great chance to win.
Time and place for this game, Coach?
We're playing at Legion Field at Lake Wales. The game will be at 7 o'clock this Friday, December the 2nd.
Okay. We've been talking. I hope we talk one more week, my friend. Thank you for doing this, and good luck to you this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You got it, Demetri. Thank you. Good Gator player in his time, too.